this information out to people that you know who live in TV world when they tune in every day and get their downloading of trivia, indoctrination, and political correctness. And you can give it to them and it just bounces off them because they really believe it does not concern them. Now, those people are gone. They're gone. They are the dead. They're the walking dead.
There's a box and it tells you how to think. The people in it and on it are all linked. Those who own it are telling them what to say. Promote a product, they're doing it for the pay. You are the target, forced to consume. Produced infotainment to your room. Illusion of choice from one source. Whatever you choose, the voice must conform to the norm. Nothing's outside the box, at least of what you're thinking. If it's what you watch, Brzezinski said it, and I'm seeing it real time. Entertainment, enter, take mine. Put your trust in the news, well then it's on you. If you can't see what the fuck they're trying to do, turn it off, stop watching shit. What you do, then you'll find out who's behind it. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in. If you turn it off, then you can think. Recognize that these trends are all linked. Be purposeful with what you say. Morals over money, values not pay. Conscious choice on what you consume. It's up to you who you let into your room. Ask yourself, can you trust the source? If the government demands it, don't conform. Look at things from outside the box. Be mindful of the things that you watch. No matter your reaches, you're poor in time. Protect your head, pay them no mind. If you ain't influenced, well then it's on you. Just imagine what you could do if you turn it off and stop watching shit. If you do, you'll find out who's behind it. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in. Turn off, tune in. Turn it off, then you can tune in.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
The founding fathers were racist, misogynist,
fascist, political party, radicals on the far right,
anti-Semitic,
xenophobic,
transphobic,
Uncle Tom's
white supremacist,
domestic terrorist,
neo-Nazi organizer,
Nazis.
You are an anti-vaxxist,
racist,
a racist.
Name-calling is their number one bullying tactic. And they apply it unremittingly to anyone who questions their dogma or says something they find unacceptable or offensive.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat.